Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is excellence and importance of Islamic knowledge. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times in the night and day of Friday, Allah azza wa jal will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will send that salat to my grave as gifts are presented to you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab bin Atta Khaffaf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, when in the reign of Khilafat of Banu Umayyah, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Farrukh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to Khurasan to guard the boundaries, his wife was expecting a baby. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi left 30,000 dinars with his wife. When he returned to Madinah Munawwara after 27 years, he reached his home and pushed his door inside with a spear. Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came out. As he saw an armed man, he furiously said, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, do you want to attack my home? Sayyidina Farrukh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, no, I do not want to attack. You tell me, how dare you enter my home? Then they both started having an argument. When they were about to fight each other, their neighbors intervened and they did not fight. When Sayyidina Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and other people knew about it, they immediately came. Upon the interruption of Sayyidina Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Abu Abdul Rahman Farrukh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to him, my name is Farrukh and this is my home. His wife, who was listening to all the conversation behind the door, recognized him and said, he is my husband and Rabi'a is my son. Rabi'a was in my womb when he went in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Having heard this, both father and son hugged each other and became tearful out of joy. Sometime after having a meal and taking rest, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked his wife, where are the 30,000 dinars which I left? She humbly replied, I have buried it somewhere and will take it out after some days. In the meantime, Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to conduct halqa of dars, that is teaching Islamic class, in the masjid and started giving dars of hadith. When Sayyidina Farrukh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to the masjid to offer salah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw a halqa was arranged and people were gaining Islamic knowledge with great respect and attention, and a young handsome man was giving them a dars. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked the people, who is he imparting Islamic knowledge? People said, he is Rabi'a, son of Abu Abdul Rahman. Having heard this, he became very happy and said, what a great status Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed my son with. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then went back to his home and said to his wife, today I have seen your son's great status. He is the ocean of Islamic knowledge. His wife said, Do you want your 30,000 dinars or this greatness and loftiness of your son? He replied, I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not want anything in return for this great blessing of my son. His wife said, then listen to me. I spent all the dinars on your son to provide him with Islamic knowledge. Having heard this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, you did not waste my money, but rather you spent it in a very proper way. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, from this parable it has been understood that Islamic knowledge is a great blessing, and surely it is a great privilege to spend money for gaining it. It used to be the thought of our pious predecessors. That's why the mother of Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spent a large amount of money on his education and upbringing. When the father of Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi knew about it, that his son attained a great status after gaining Islamic knowledge, spending his money, so he became happy and told his wife, you did not waste my money, but rather you spent it on a very good cause. Therefore, we should not only gain Islamic knowledge ourselves, but should also provide our children with it. Islamic knowledge has great virtues. The virtues of knowledge and Islamic scholars have been mentioned at many places in the Holy Quran. It has been stated in Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran, Part 3, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him. And so did the angels and those of knowledge while maintaining justice. The father of Ala Hazrat, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, three virtues of knowledge are proved by this blessed ayah. First, Allah Azza wa Jal has made the mention of Islamic scholars with himself and angels. Secondly, He Azza wa Jal has also made Islamic scholars the witness of His oneness like angels, and declared their testimony to be the evidence of Him being the one who is worthy to be worshipped. Thirdly, the testimony of these Islamic scholars has also been considered to be authentic like the testimony of angels. Similarly, at another place in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, Allah will raise the excellent believers amongst you and those who are given knowledge to high ranks. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the status of Islamic scholars will be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just ponder, if an ordinary Muslim is blessed with paradise, it is sufficient for him. But feel envy at the luck of an Islamic scholar who will not only be blessed with paradise, but his status will also be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the excellence of Islamic knowledge is clearly understood from the above mentioned blessed ayah. Plenty of virtues of Islamic knowledge have also been mentioned in a large number of blessed ahadith apart from the Holy Quran. Let's listen to three blessed ahadith and develop the importance of Islamic knowledge in the heart, and also incline our children, relatives and friends to gain Islamic knowledge. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who leaves his home to gain Islamic knowledge is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal until he returns. Hadith number 2. The one who learns one or two or three or four or five kalimat, that is words about the faraiz of Allah Azza wa Jal, and memorizes them properly and then teaches them to people, will enter paradise. Hadith number 3. Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect bondmen on the day of judgment. He Azza wa Jal then will separate Islamic scholars and say to them, O the group of Islamic scholars, I know you. That's why I bestowed knowledge upon you. And I did not give you knowledge for making you suffer torment. Go, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been understood from the above mentioned blessed ahadith that gaining Islamic knowledge is the cause of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, source of forgiveness and salvation, and a guarantee of entering paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how great the virtues of Islamic knowledge are. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi has said, knowledge is not something whose excellence and virtues need to be mentioned. The whole world knows that knowledge is something much better, and gaining it is a sign of eminence. It is the thing through which human life becomes successful and pleasant. It is the thing that makes the world and the hereafter better. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, this knowledge means the knowledge that is gained from the Holy Quran and Hadith. It is the knowledge that makes the world and the hereafter both better. It is the knowledge that brings about salvation, and it is the same knowledge that has been praised in the Holy Quran and blessed a Hadith, and our attention has been focused on its education. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Knowledge is the legacy of blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Knowledge is the way of getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Knowledge is the source of guidance. Knowledge is the source of protection from sins. Knowledge is a great method of developing fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Knowledge is the source of attaining respect in this world and in the hereafter. Knowledge brings dead hearts back to life. Knowledge protects the faith. Knowledge is the source of attaining people's love. In short, knowledge has countless virtues, containing both religious and worldly benefits, comfort and satisfaction, pleasure and also peace. Therefore, wise is he who gets busy in gaining Islamic knowledge to attain salvation in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to develop the importance of Islamic knowledge in the heart, it will be very effective to read the booklet Faizane Ilmu Uluma, published by Maktabatul Madina. You will find the following topics in this book: importance of gaining Islamic knowledge, excellence of knowledge and Islamic scholars, reward for attending the gathering of Islamic knowledge, details about the difficulties in gaining Islamic knowledge and methods to overcome them, and the details about serving Islamic knowledge and Islamic scholars. So buy this book today from Maktabatul Madina, study yourself and also persuade others to do so. This book can be read, downloaded or printed from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawateislami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, made an extremely nice arrangement for the education and upbringing of his children. He appointed a great muhaddis, Sayyidina Saleh bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as the teacher of his children, who had also been his teacher. It is narrated about the respected father of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Though he was not educated himself, but he knew the significance of Islamic knowledge. That's why he wished for both of his sons, Muhammad Ghazali and Ahmad Ghazali rahimahumullah, to gain knowledge of Shari'at and Tariqat. For this purpose, he saved some wealth, which greatly helped both of his sons to gain Islamic knowledge. Likewise, our Ghaus-e-Pak, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had reached Baghdad in his childhood for gaining Islamic knowledge with the permission of his mother. Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also started gaining Islamic knowledge since his childhood. He completed the Nazra of the Holy Quran at a very young age of only 4 years and 6 months. And then just at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed gaining knowledge of all the subjects generally studied in this era from his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and received the degree of completion of his education. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, feeling the sense of responsibility, parents should take care of the good upbringing of their children. They should make them offer salah and observe Psalm regularly. They should also make them aware of the Shari'i commandments of obligatory and wajib acts, halal and haram, sale and purchase, and the rights of people, etc. The best source of providing children with Islamic knowledge is to make them undergo Dars-e-Nizami, which is known as Alim course, so that they can gain Islamic knowledge and then impart it to others and bring about our hereafter salvation. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, for achieving this purpose, the Jamiatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami has been established. In Jamiatul Madina, students are not only provided with Islamic knowledge, but they are also given moral upbringing so that they can become pious and abstinent. In this regard, the students of Jamiatul Madina travel with the Madani Qaflas in the company of devotees of Rasul according to the schedule. Some fortunate students even have the privilege of traveling with Madani Qaflas for 12 months. Acting upon the 92 Madani Inamat given by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, they fill out the Madani Inamat booklet daily and then submit it to the responsible Islamic brother of their class of Zaili Mushavrat every Madani month. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by virtue of the blessings of gaining Islamic knowledge, not only one gets the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His holy Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but His pious bondsmen also love the students of Islamic knowledge. Therefore, you should also gather courage and get your children enrolled in the Jamiat of Dawat-e-Islami and get your name and the names of your children enrolled in the list of fortunate people. The purpose for providing children with worldly education after making them deprived of Islamic education is only to get worldly benefits, and parents feel that if their children are inclined to gain Islamic knowledge, so na'udhu billah azza wa jal, their future will become dark. How will they start their life and run their home affairs? How will they fulfill their needs in a limited income? In short, such countless shaitanic thoughts strike a person's mind, due to which some people get deprived of giving their children Islamic education. First of all, such parents are requested that the purpose of a Muslim's work should be to please Allah Azza wa Jal instead of the world, and especially in the matters of gaining Islamic knowledge, he should have the intention to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal purely. As far as wealth is concerned, it is hoped from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He will not leave alone those who gain knowledge of His Islam. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the one who will gain Islamic knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal will ease his difficulties and will bestow sustenance upon him from the place from where he has not thought about it. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the intention that you will enroll yourself or at least your children in the Jamiatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.